And it is recording. Here we go. Welcome to FCH Beyond, where we talk about Marvel Strike Force. I'm Rock Out Podcasting, Charles McFall. And over here joining me is the Raven from House of Sin. Or is it Sin from the House of Raven? I don't know.
It's probably Sin from the House of Raven. It's kind of like a first name, last name kind of thing. And people can come in and go, how you doing, Raven? I'm like, that just sounds weird.
It's like, are you the Madonna of Marvel Strike Force?
Oh, God, no. I don't have the hoops for it.
Neither does she. So, no, that's not what we're talking about. And you know what? Let's just rip this Band-Aid right off before we get into our bitching about the shit show that's going on right now. Or so I've been told, because, you know, I don't play that much anymore. Actually, I do. I just don't know what's going on. Melbourne, damn it. Lance Dragoon says, question, having missions that allow only three characters and others that allow seven, I think this would mix things up and make some characters stand out a bit more. Basically, so he's saying, should we change? So right now it's five, right? And of course you can summon whatever. And there are some things that you can just do three if you want. But yeah, what do you think, Sin? If they had some specialized missions where you can only do three characters or up to seven, would that freshen things up a bit?
It's interesting. It's a cool idea. Just something different.
I like it. I'm with you. And Kurt is out tonight. He had a last-minute thing pop up at the house, and we fully understand, and all that is good. And everything's good, as far as we can tell. I mean, usually in the case if there's an illness or anything, it's just not that. It's just had to tend to some business, and that's okay. So I can try to be Kurt if you want.
I hate everything. This game is not fun. But no, I love it. I love it. But I hate everything.
It's close. Yeah. Couldn't get the cadence of the voice.
No, but, you know. No, I can't. Who can? I mean, I would love to hear. I don't know any names of impressionists anymore because, you know, I'm about to show my age. I grew up with Rich Little, but I'd love to hear an impressionist try to do an impression or any Saturday Night Live actor try to do Kurt. How do you do that voice? You know.
A couple of weeks of chain smoking just to get that register low, you know.
No, I think for me, I'd have to get a really good head cold coming out of it and then smoke and then just take the deepest breath possible, and I might get close.
Maybe.
I don't know. All right, Sin, you started us off with a little pre-show and said, hey, the new event that just launched is a shit show, so why don't you educate me on what's going on?
Okay, so we got a new event out, and it's for the new lunar year milestones, and it's completely ridiculous. So there's two milestones. There's the Well Wishes, which is solo, and then there's the Cheerful Celebration, which is alliance-based. Both of these are based off of spending cores in the game, nothing else. There's something about opening the orbs, but that's an extra. All the points for these milestones are coming from spending your cores. The solo one maxes out over 24 hours at 5,000 points. You get 1 point per core spend. Consider this thing never existed, because you're going to spend 5,000 cores a day. The rewards are not even, you know, the rewards are pretty mediocre to begin with. You know, at the top end of it, it's all like mini uniques for, you know, Dark Dimension 3 required gear, tier 14 required gear. So it's completely not worth it. Absolutely nothing. The other one, the Cheerful Celebration one, is basically how much cores your alliance is spending. So whatever points you're getting, you can divide by 24 and see, you know, whatever level you want to get to. You divide that by 24 and see how much everybody has to spend. And then it's up to your alliance whether you're going to spend it or not. I just dropped a message in Behemoth saying, spend whatever you want to spend. As far as I'm concerned, it doesn't matter. If you want to spend extra, we'll get some more milestones. If we don't, then whatever.
Yeah.
This is probably the worst event that they've introduced to the game.
Yeah, let me see if I can pull this off. Oh, there we go. Hey.
A little too low. I can't understand what you're saying.
I know. I can't fix it. I don't know what's going on.
Hey, well, it's like either all or damn it. It's not going to work. It's either all or nothing.
Right.
But
right.
At one point, I discovered an almost Kurt voice on there. But, you know, Kurt emailed us to say, I hate it. I ain't spending no cores. And this time, yeah. I agree with Kurt 100%.
Yeah. The point value on this is just, it's just ridiculous. I have no idea who thought of this was a good idea. It wasn't. Here's another kicker. This is basically recycled from the previous event. So the covert ops event. Yeah. Iceman is already in arms. I see you just pulled that up. They're going really quick into orbs right now. Like he just released a week and a half ago. They already put him into orbs.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell is going on. So what happened was they took the old event, the covert ops that just finished up a couple of days ago. And they recycled it into this one. So if you had points left over from the covert ops, like if you didn't claim milestones, okay. Like a person from a specific alliance didn't claim their milestones from covert ops, it rolled over into this one. That person had 9,800 points to spend on this event right away.
Wow.
Versus somebody that actually claimed their milestones had nothing. So... There's gonna be compensation.
Look at Bishop, man. He is so. They're good.
Yeah,
they're
Bishop
really,
looks really good.
They are really knocking it out of the park with these models lately.
Yeah, the art department is doing their job. The rest of the departments are not. I don't know what the hell is going on with this. But this is probably the worst event that I've seen them put into this game.
That is bad. Darkwing says, I spent 6,275 cores trying to get Bishop unlocked. Don't do what I do. It's a horrible idea. Had 25,000, now under 20.
Yeah. So this event is basically, if you can get your alliance to do 650 cores a day, you'll get a bunch of milestones done. If they're doing 200 cores a day, you'll get a few milestones done.
Per player
but really,
or total?
Per player for the alliance. So if you right now I'm spending anywhere between 450 and 650 cores a day, depending on how much I'm spending on arena. But somebody else in the alliance is spending 150 or 200. I'm not going to tell them, hey, you need to spend an extra 300 cores a day, because that's ridiculous. So
not everybody can really afford that. And honestly, I have 7,000 cores. I'm not eating that just because. I mean, if there was an event, a really good event, I might do it, but I'm not eating it just because.
This would be a little easier if the campaign event was going on, like if the White Tiger event was happening right now.
Yeah,
it would be a little easier because you would be spending a little more cores, but it's still ridiculous. The numbers on this is completely just off the wall.
Oh, speaking of events, though, I was very excited to see we had a new event, and you know how far I got into it. The first tier, because I still don't have
which new event
the ghost.
Oh, okay.
The one ghost, you need a ghost for, Kitty Pride,
Jubilee, not Kitty Pride.
Yeah, right. Sorry. Yeah, I got the first one done, and here's what I hate about myself. I remember us clearly talking about something on the last show that we did last week, where you could get the course to get ghost unlocked. As soon as I saw I didn't have Ghost Unlocked, I went, oh, shit, I don't remember what we talked about. How do I get Ghost Unlocked right now?
So that's in your daily login calendar. It's the Watch Remnant X Shake It calendar.
Okay.
What it's dropping is Valiant Credits. And those basically for every So for every 500 Valiant Credits, you get to open an orb, and it's either Ghost or Call. So by the time the event is over, you can get 75 ghost credits.
That was
and
it.
Then you'll get another 25 later. Overall, you'll get 100.
Yeah. So that's that.
But that team, that team is a lot of fun. For those that actually got her, got Jubilee, that whole team is really fast. They get a lot of turns. Their animations are actually really cool looking too. Iceman specifically looks really fun when he does animations. And it's a really good team, and people are doing, people are clearing nodes in Ultimate 7.5 at like 250,000-300,000 power, including autoing through the Rona node, which is in the middle of the middle lane, which is one of the hardest nodes there. And that's basically what I'm looking forward to checking out. Once my team is actually powered up enough, I want to see how they handle those nodes, because mine is only about 100K right now for the team.
Gotcha. And V8 Thunderbird, no, I do not have that gear tier 15, 7 Red Star Hulk yet. Close. gear tier 14 and 6 Red Stars, I think, but working it. And Mel does make a point. Also buy Ghost from the War Store, which I do whenever I see Ghost there, which is why I'm probably as close to unlocking Ghost as I am. So Bishop started tonight, which has, has me very excited. I'm doing that right now.
So reminder for people, so they're not freaking out when you hear this. Last week was Iceman's first blitz. This week's is Bishop's first blitz. And then we're going back to Iceman next week and Bishop the week after. Those two characters got kind of mixed alternated for, I believe they actually did this for Black History Month to get Bishop in there for both of the events. I don't know if it made too much difference. I think they could have kept to the same release cadence and it would have been fine, but for some reason they did it. Whatever, it's done.
Yeah, it's whatever.
It does help, because Jubilee's event is still going on right now. If you unlock him through this event, you have the entire team while she's still going on. So it does help that a little bit.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. But it's a blitz, and because I'm on a different screen right now, how much is it to unlock him?
He's, I believe he's 100.
So
he wasn't another one of those $50 offers. So I think he is 100.
Yeah,
I can't check because I have him unlocked, so I don't know.
You know what? Let me jump out of the screen. I can look. Iceman 100, Bishop 100 is what.
Yeah, they were both $50 offers, so both 100 shard unlocks. Yep.
So I just cleared all my milestones and at 21 out of 100. So I imagine I usually average about 25. So as far as like finishing the blitz, I usually get about 25 shards typically off of that. So yeah, probably not going to unlock him, but I am going to unlock Ghost pretty damn soon. All I need is not even 20. I need 12 shards to unlock Ghost. And then another, what is it for the next star? Another 200 to get to the next star.
Are you unlocking? You getting her at 5?
Getting her at 4 for 100. Okay. Then one more star for fifth star would be
It's 130 for the fifth star, then 200 then and 300 for the other ones.
You know what? I might get pretty close to getting with that in the war star. I might get 5 stars on Ghost here, and I might be able. Man, if I played more, I might have been able to get Kitty Pryde already. Damn it!
Maybe,
yeah. But who knows? Not Kitty Pryde. I keep mixing up Jubilee and Kitty Pryde. I don't know why, because I know the difference. Because Kitty Pryde's worthwhile. I'll just let you infer the rest. So it says, Thunderbird says Hunter is 3-star. I was looking at the 4 red stars I had potential for on Ghost. My bad. Yeah, that's where I threw myself off. How's the week been for you, Sin?
Too bad. Getting a bunch of stuff done. Stream's been going well. It's fun having people hang out in the morning before I shuffle off to work.
How's war treating you guys?
I don't know about this one. This the current one is still too early to tell. The last one we did was one of the weirdest ones in a while. We got we got matched against an alliance that had 14 people in it when we started. It had 13 people in it by the time we ended. So it was half ghost ship the entire way. So it made for an easy full clear, which is really nice. But it was just kind of weird to see that, you know. Yeah. All of a sudden there's shield minions all over the place, which I haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, I will say, you know, I've complained about being gold forward and stuff, but you're right. When you're in different alliances or whatever, it's different fights. Even in gold forward, we come across ghost ships sometimes. And that is really weird to hit a ghost ship and like, all right, this is easy. And then the very next war is 400K on everybody.
Right.
It's like, that's just so far of a spread that you're fighting against there. It's interesting. But Rolo says Sin is a bully in war.
I am a bully in war. I try not to be a bully in war. Oh, right. The war before that one, we matched up against Rello's alliance.
Oh, no.
yeah, which was great. I tried to make sure that he was the last person we targeted.
Oh, that's awesome.
It almost worked. It almost worked. There was a couple of attacks that went into his room before the other side was cleared. But we did leave Rello for last, just for fun.
He says your Doc Ock is in PTSD.
There was a couple of wins that he basically just pulled off by himself.
That's funny.
The levels on Doc Ock, if you have them and if you don't have them geared up, get them up there. I just did a run on Dark Dimension 3 with Symbiote Spider-Man, Carnage, and just Doc Ock, the three of those, for the city nodes. And they just cleared through with absolutely no problem. The amount of healing that he brings in and the buff flips and everything else, plus an extra summon, he does crazy numbers. And then you get that ISO, make him a healer on the ISO. And if you get that up to level five, he's unkillable. Go ahead. So, yeah, if you guys are working on him, bring him up. He's completely worth it. And get him all the way up to tier 15, because you want to use him for Dark Dimension 4 for the legendary nodes later on, and the first three nodes. But other than that, yeah, we don't have a lot going on. Murphy, I have him on defense. I put the Sinister Six team on defense, and I had one war where he got 11 victories by himself. The team got 14. He got 11 solo. He just kept winning, just kept healing and timing out.
I ran into something like that the other day. I don't remember what the team was. By the way, I did just pull out Ghost. I just opened up two of the
nice.
I had 1,000 of the tickets, so I opened up two and grabbed Ghost. So now I'm gonna go play this event, but I cannot remember what the team was. It's my team that just kept, every time they about get the person down, they heal back up, and it was a team I threw together. I think it was before the live arena season ended. I was like, oh, I gotta use these kind of characters, and I remember the last character on the team was Anti-Venom, and adding him to whoever had with that team, it was like, get low, come back full. It was like, ooh, that's a cool team to have. I should have saved it, and I didn't. But
basically the same situation here. He gets low, and he can get a full heal out before you kill him.
That is so frustrating. That's where that man, the, I don't know the actual term, but the anti-heal or the heal block.
Yeah, the heal
is
block.
So crucial in this game. Absolutely. For certain things. That's why Shuri's one of my favorite characters, because her basic has that heal block on it. I mean, there's Hela. For the longest time, I needed Shuri, or I'd take a Supernatural team in, of course, against the Asgardians. But you've got to get that heal block on Hela, otherwise it's not going to work.
Yeah, otherwise she just heals from all the Greg's dying constantly.
Yeah, I think that was it. I think I had Anti-Venom with, there was like Carnage, Anti-Venom. I cannot remember. That was maybe Invisible Woman. I can't remember what the mix was I needed, but that would fit the team together. But Anti-Venom and somebody else had healing on them, like not just they did healing, but I have the ISO-8s to do the healing as well. And it kept healing my team enough to where I fought Hela and like 8 Gregs to finally win that battle.
Right.
But I didn't, it came down to like 30 seconds to finish.
Ooh, yeah, look at Ghost. With that team, you do get stuck in clone jail. I mean, in stealth jail, basically.
Yeah.
Because if you can't do anything to Hela, she's just gonna stay stealth, and you keep slowing her down, and she doesn't die because the Gregs die. But that's where Scream comes in, because Scream will actually take off stealth, and if you can line up the heal block from Venom, you can heal block Hela and then kill all the Gregs.
I gotcha. I'm gonna let this
but otherwise, out, if yeah. you take the symbiotes in there and she gets stuck in stealth, you can eat. I've timed out multiple times doing a fight against his guardians and just left Hela behind.
Yeah, I mean, Hela is a really great character. Sin Raven, have you tried the Hela natural counter for Doc S6, the Sinister Six?
I have not, because I don't run into a lot of Sinister Six on defense.
So who does Hela replace? That's obviously the Supernatural team. So who does Hela replace on that team?
Oh, I'm not sure. You could probably replace Scarlet Witch. No, because you need the extend. You want the extend, so you got to keep. You got to keep Doc. You could, well, she's damaged. Should you probably just replace Elsa? Because Elsa's primarily the damage on that.
And that's what Murphy says, Elsa. Yeah, Elsa's a huge damage dealer. But that's about all she is, I guess. I love her. I love Elsa on there, but I can admit that I see why you might pick her. Thanks, you, V8. Thanks, you. I've been talking so much for the last 2 weeks with everything going on at work plus shows that all day
the tongue doesn't want to work anymore.
Not today, it doesn't. I've been screwing up words like not slur, because you know you think drunk, you're slurring, so it's not quite like that. Because I'm not slurring, but I'm just not getting the right words out at the right time at all today. It's crazy. Strange, Hela, Loki, Ghost Rider, and Mordo. Loki, huh? You know, so
interesting,
Professor Paulding. I like that. I like that layout. Make her level 80. Yeah, V8. I don't have the resources to make her level 80 in gear tier 15.
Yeah, that takes a little bit much.
Yeah,
I just finished up the sixth node on Dark Dimension 4. And I'm done. I can't progress any farther.
Wow.
I have Thanos at tier 15, and that's it. I have no gear for anybody else, so I'm stuck waiting for more gear to show up to be able to take more characters in. But right now I'm just kind of, you know, in holding pattern, waiting for more of these tier 15 gear pieces to show up. Some of it will get better tomorrow once the new real-time arena season starts up and the battle pass will start up. Yeah. I don't like that they do a week between them, because if you push hard on it, in 2.5 weeks, you can clear all the milestones. You can get all 100 levels on it. If you're actually clearing your weeklies and everything, it takes 2.5 weeks to max out your 100 levels. So then you got a week and a half of nothing to do, and then the season ends, and they do another week in between. And so, like, this is not well designed, guys. Make it 3 days, or don't do it at all. You can do one after another.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was just a week. I probably said this the last time we talked about it, but I didn't realize it was just a week, because it feels like it's already been 2 weeks that's been down.
Right. It feels that way, because if you actually got a bunch done, you haven't been doing anything with it for a little while now.
And even me, you know, I finished at like level 20-something at best, I think.
Right.
But it's always there, and I always look forward to it. It's my, you know what? I've finished all my dailies, and I've got, you know, another 20, 30 minutes to kill in the game. I love playing it. And it's just because it just scratches that itch. You're always progressing something until you finish it, of course. Right. But for me, I don't finish that. So I always progressing. So when it's gone, it's like, do 2 battles. I'm like, I don't want to.
Yeah, I drop in with 5 level 1s. I drop in with five level ones and they get instantly killed, and I do that twice in a row and I'm done. So no fun in that when the season's down. They need to hurry up with this whatever leagues thing they're doing for it. I want to see what the hell is going on with that.
Man, I get people
popular tonight.
Yeah, it's people doing things at work that aren't supposed to be getting done, and it's
It's a good thing when people actually do things at work.
Well, so it's after hours. So just to, you know, I do non-emergency ambulance work. Well, I run the company, but it's we're done like five, and there's one or two handfuls of people that just don't know proper procedures for things, and so like, oh hey, by the way, this patient told me this, and then blah blah blah. I'm like, that's not how this works. That's not how this works at all. There are proper channels, and I don't know that we can do that.
Yeah, that's not how any of this works. I love that commercial. Thank you.
I gotcha. All right, man. Sorry, everybody. It's one of those nights. It is one of those nights.
Works happen. Yeah, it happens.
I'm gonna keep plugging on this like totally Jubilee thing.
If you can get Ghost up there just to unlock Art 5, she's really good. The kit is really good. I made most of them skirmishers. I made Jubilee, and I think I made Beast a striker. I don't know if that's going to work yet or not, but we'll see. It looks like they're the only ones. No, it looks like she's the only one that is, calls in assists. I don't remember what I did with Beast. He might still be a healer. But I made a couple of them skirmishers. That way, when she calls in an assist, they'll mark, and then she'll come in and hit again.
Nice.
And they all have really cool stuff on their basics, which is really neat to see, because it's like one of them has a blind, one of them has a remove counter, one of them has a slow. So everybody does something with their abilities, and it's not just, you know, kind of a throwaway power up. So it's really interesting setup.
Now, is Ghost going to be one of these characters that obviously is good on their own team, but would be like a Anti-Venom or a Shuri, where you throw them out on other teams and they're going to be even better?
Like, I don't know how much Anti-Venom is in that cord, but Shuri is definitely there, right? Because you can plug and play her into a lot of stuff. I think Ghost is definitely there. Her and Sinister were basically the linchpin for my DD4 stuff for the first six nodes. She's got the speed meter rewind on basic. She's got slow and steel, I think, on her special. So there's a lot of stuff that she does. And then her ultimate extends all the negative debuffs on the opponent. So if you stun somebody and then you come in with her for the ultimate, you extend that stun. I managed to stun lock the entire last two waves of the DD4 node, and it was really neat, really cool to see that. But yeah, she definitely works really well on other teams other than just on Pymtech. I think her and Yellow Jacket are probably like that, because he's straight up damage, and he's a lot of damage. Yeah. So I think those two definitely have potential outside the team. But definitely better on the team, because of course they all work better together.
That makes sense. So, I mean, I get so frustrated with Shuri because she's better everywhere else but Wakandans. I mean, she's okay on Wakandans. Well, you know, it's not Shuri. It's
the team.
It's the team. It's the band.
It's the team.
Yeah, it's time to go solo, so, Shuri.
So the Astonishing X-Men is what we have now is what we should have had with Wakanda, because they are that team in raids right now that will just clear everything that's needed. So for that new Doom raid, people are using the groups that are clearing lanes in that raid right now are using them, and they're going through with no problem.
Is it 3088 or 3088 gaming? Just rated
that would
us.
Be 3088 Gaming, which is Shane, who's one of the streamers. He's also one of the
One of those streamers. I see, Sin.
One of
I
those gotcha. Streamers. He's a streamer, and he's also one of the envoys for MSF. So thank you, Shane, for the raid.
Thank you, Shane. Very awesome.
He's going to bed because he's in England, and it's like probably 2 o'clock in the morning for him.
Yeah, yeah, yes, it is, or a little bit later even. So yeah, man. Now, thanks for that raid. It's awesome. Man, there's just so much to do. And this is not a complaint. This is an admiration. But there's so much to do in this game right now.
Right, but if you look at that, like for us, it's not a complaint. For us, it's there's a lot to do. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But if you're a brand new player coming in here,
yeah,
and there's all this stuff to do. This is why, we were supposed to have that special guest today. Yeah. Hopefully that happens later. Right. I want to hear, because he just started. I want to hear his take on just starting in this game and what it looks like from his side. Because I'm not about to go make a third account. I already did that once. I'm not going to do it again just to see what's going on in the beginning. There's enough people that can tell you what's going on. But like I want to hear it from somebody that's just starting up. Like, all this stuff that there is to do here, is it just too much? Is it okay? And what's the deal? How do people feel about it? Because it certainly, if I look at it, it could be definitely. Like, I can look at it at the beginning of the day and go, I don't have time to do all this shit. How is somebody just coming into the game going to have time for it?
And fortunately, I mean, you as a new player, you kind of go, oh, I don't like being held back. But fortunately, that's for your own good. So you're not overwhelmed because there's some things you just can't do. But quick shout out to MB Swingworks and Chris62586. Came here from Remax on to Shane. Now to you guys. You're just sliding downhill at this point, buddy.
Yeah, seriously, it's whole downhill from here.
It's not like you upgraded in that pattern. I mean, welcome, and we love you and everything, but welcome to the trailer park of MAA or not MAA. See, that's how bad I am. Not even MAA, FDHB. Sin, save me, man. I can't get words to work.
That's okay. Let's just move on. Just let's put that behind us. Quit while you're behind.
Where are we? Oh, we're at that point. Is there any other new stuff in the game that we need to know about? Good offers, anything before we hit the questions?
No, I mean, as far as the offers go, if you're actually going to push on this core event, then there's some decent ones. But for the most part, there isn't anything good. The only one that I would say I would buy would be like the 175 core one, because it's 250 energy and 150 blitz charges. So if you're pushing on the blitz, then that's kind of worth it. But everything else is pretty standard fare, kind of crappy. If you opened up, if you got Jubilee, there's the new character offer is usually up there. So it's $10 for 3 gold orbs and 200,000 gold. It's not bad. It's a better price for the gold orbs than usual, because the standard one would be 2 gold orbs for $10. At least you get an extra gold orb this way. But again, If you're running Gamma Raid or Greek Raids and doing 100% or even doing 60% on 4.1, 4.2, you're getting gold orbs every other day, and 3 every 2 days. So it's not really worth buying. Everything else is pretty standard, mediocre offers. Nothing interesting.
Yeah, I'm flipping through. I missed the 10 for 10. And by miss, I mean I only hit it half the time that it was there, but I miss it. It's not there anymore.
So the nice part about the core offers, specifically the ones at the bottom, right? When you get down to the bottom, like the two red star orbs for 900 cores, those are not sales. Those are their standard offers. That's basically what they value the orbs at. So you can kind of look at those and get an amount, get a rough estimate of what they value the orbs at. And like for the red stars, they value them at about $6 an orb. And you can kind of from that point figure out when we get that $50 offer for 12 red star orbs, what's the value on that, right? Because that's basically like 4 something per orb versus $6 an orb. So you can kind of see where their prices are. That doesn't mean it's worth buying. I'm just saying, if you're trying to figure out what you know, what it's worth to you, what it's versus what they're valuing them at. That's how you do it. You look at these, the core offers. That's where the standard price is going to be.
Yeah. Remember back in the MAA days when people complained, $50 and you get all this stuff. I don't understand why they charge $50.
Now it's like, the $50 offer for that game was expensive, and you got a bunch of stuff.
You got a bunch of stuff, and you kept the entirety of the game. Versus,
I think it was what dice. Because the $50 one didn't that have the outfit?
Or it had a weapon.
Was that the weapon? That was the weapon.
It had a specialized weapon.
Right, and the thing is that weapon was good for like the next 3 months. It was like. Most of them, I think 8 out of 10 of them, if you drop the $50, that weapon was like key meta for the next 3 months. And and the other ones would be pretty good as well, because it's not like the covert ops came around every month.
Right.
So it was good until the next covert ops came around. And you knew that. You're like, I'm going to drop the $50. This supports the game. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get this really badass weapon. We don't have that here.
Mm-mm. No, it's very, very interesting. But at this point, we're going to hit the marker for the podcast, for the ad, and throw a little ad right here in the stream. We'll be right back with some questions, recruitment, announcements, and all that other jazz. All right, everybody, we're back in, and I have actually got a browser open for Discord, so I can find it here. We're going to do the questions and promotions and those kind of things that we talk about here on the show, and recruitment. Let's see what we got for recruitment right now. As part of our cluster, we've got openings in Argonauts directly. So if you want to get into a cluster for FTH Beyond, which is the show that we do here on Thursday nights, that sends a part of me and Kurt Booten. And if you want to do that, you can jump into Argonaut right now. They're also accepting players to the wait list for Academy, Alpha, Behemoth, Great Lakes, Pericles, Prometheus, and Tempest.
And, all the wait lists are open. I think Argonaut has 3 spots available. They're looking for anywhere from 5 to 7 million. So if you guys are looking for an alliance, it's a good spot.
Yeah, I'm looking at the graphic.
I'm done.
Total collection power, 4 million is their baseline for Argonaut.
Yeah.
So Ultra, 74 at 60%, or 7.4 at 60%. Greek, 4.2 at 60%. Gold 4, Zone 1. Yeah, look at you, knocking it out. All right. So there is all that. Let me get past all the mentions. Oh, I have started playing with the bot that lets you do your screenshots and turns it into a spreadsheet to then upload to MSG.
Nice.
Not MSG.
Yeah, MSF.gg.
Okay, I was close. I just went.
MSG is very tasty. MSF is a game.
All right, I'm gonna read these in order. And the big thanks to Baloney Ninja, who goes in and tags the new questions. I'm sure there's a pins. Yeah, there's pins. I'm just gonna read them in order here. It's fine. Dante the Ninth, who's just not there for the 10th yet. My coal is at 118 of 130 to get 5 yellow. I have 6 red on coal. I'll definitely use one of the Valiant Orbs to get 25 coal to get 5 stars. Since he's not farmable, I'm thinking of using the other 75 stars on Ghost to get close to 6 on her, since she is farmable and Cull is not. I'm taking Ghost into DD4 when I'm ready. Does this make sense, or should I take anything that gets me closer to 6 stars on Cull, even if there's no reliable way of getting more shards?
No, I think the way he had it originally, I think that makes it better. The more shards on Ghost, the better. She's Warstore farmable, but that's the most expensive way to do it. Well, other than just spending cores,
right?
You know, in the store or whatever.
But coal is not farmable.
Coal is not farmable, but also she will have a higher impact on the game for you, and she will be useful for Dark Dimension 3, Dark Dimension 4, a bunch of other stuff. Versus this team is. A couple more months, this team is going to start going down. They're still, they're still going to do their damage. They're still going to be able to do stuff. I think a little longer, we're going to have those teams that will just easily overpower them. It's been quite a while since they've been sitting around as top of the hill. So we're getting to the point where they're going to start sliding. I think it's better invested into Ghost.
There you go. Cap says, I hear all the cool I my words fail me tonight. Just bear with. I hear all the cool kids are doing it these days. And Platinum One is what their alliance is. Which alliance is Cap?
Nice. That's I can't keep track of all the teams.
Yeah, I can't either. But Cap's in one of our alliances. So very congrats to your alliance.
We have like three alliances now in Platinum and War.
Man, that's solid.
I don't want to be there. I don't want to be in Platinum.
Me either. The Cleaner says, I'm building a city team for DD3. So far, I got a symbiote Spider-Man and Scream to T14 with Doc Ock on the wings. Who else do you recommend for the other two?
Carnage. One of them.
wait, no, you gotta let me finish. Right. You didn't let me finish.
Go ahead.
Is one of them Hulk with a backwards cap? And I don't know what JN cost is. What is JNCOS?
No clue.
I don't know.
If you could bring Hulk into city nodes, that'd be great, but you can't. Can you? I don't think you can.
I think it's the Hulk with a backwards cap makes him city. That's what that is.
I want that outfit. I want that costume.
Yeah, I like every Hulk. I would take that. But no, seriously. Symbiote Spider-Man and Scream and with Doc Ock and Wings, and you say Carnage.
Carnage would be the, like, even without Scream. Like I said, I did those nodes couple like a week ago, just with, or maybe 2 weeks ago, with just Carnage, Symbiote Spider-Man, and Doc Ock. And the three of them cleared all four nodes within like 2 days. So no problem at all. Scream will just help. I think she might be a little squishy for it. Anti-Venom is a good option. Any of the symbiotes are a good option. But Carnage and Symbiote Spider-Man would be the top choice. And then Doc Ock is great, since you already have him. Ghost Rider is a good option if you have him leveled up. I used him for my own run back in the day. He really helped. So that's a decent one. And there's a few others, but you know, gear is always limited.
Yeah. That's the model, the motto of Scopely. Scopely, gear is always limited.
Well, you can finish that run with 2-3 characters. Why go for 5?
You're right.
Why waste the gear, especially now? Like when I did DD3, DD4 was not around, and we didn't know what the requirements were going to be for it. So bringing in a team of 5 characters for the second run was not that big of a deal because there was nothing else to go forward for. Now, if you can finish that run with 3 characters, even if it takes you a couple of extra days, you're saving all the gear that you didn't spend on the next set of characters to take you to Dark Dimension 4, which will make it a lot faster. Of course, you're going to still get stuck behind Tier 15 gear, but you'll at least have all the Tier 14 gear to push the characters that you want to take into the next challenge.
Yeah. Real quick, a quality of life feature that I would like to see added to this game is when you're recruiting a character like Doc Ock, let me have a button to click on to see who's required and what special event it is, because that's how I try to work on my next character. Like, who do I need to get Doc Ock, and who, you know, then 5 stars, 6 stars, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Because right now I have to ask Sin who I need, but I'd rather in the game just click on the button and say, oh, you're going to need these characters for this event.
Right. Basic information of how to get him later.
Yes. So the question is for me, how do I start working so I can recruit Doc Ock, because I'm short on him?
That would be good to have. Like, especially if you go into your roster and the characters that are grayed out at the bottom, you know, just clicking on them and having you, you know, give you the info tip of if you unlock this node, this is where you farm this, or you know, earn character shards for Dr. Octopus in the upcoming legendary event.
Yeah. Yeah, because
we'll never get a calendar. As much as I want a calendar, we'll never get one. No. But that would be really good.
That would be really cool. All right, Baloney Ninja says, question, remakes, cosplayed as Jubilee Remin on this.
It's Remin X.
I speak English good. Remakes, cosplayed as Jubilee on the stream. When will you guys cosplay on your stream as Jubilee?
Never.
Yeah, I think you pretty much know that answer, Baloney Ninja. You know,
I mean, we could paint you green and, you know, you can do the Hulk, you know, Hulk cosplay.
I mean, that's the thing. If people want to send me the Hulk mask and stuff, I'll wear them all day long.
I mean, I can do a pretty good Karnak one. Drax cosplay.
You got the body for it, that's for sure. So here's the thing. I can't say no to fans if they send me stuff. So if you send me, hey, I wear a 4X and just, you know, any kind of jacket. If you send me stuff to cosplay, I'll do it, but I'll be very grumpy the whole damn show, just so you know. But yeah. So Chris says, we're talking about the quality of life Doc Ock thing. Well, Scopely won't give that to you. Content creators do it, but you have to be active in the community to find all that out. Yeah, yeah, I mean, you're right, but they could. But
that's the whole point. That's the whole point. Content creators do it because it's not there.
Right.
This is not game-breaking information. This is not something that would, you know, stop you from purchasing offers or purchasing gear. This is general info of where to unlock that character, where to find this character, what event that character might be in. It's not even, you know, I'm not even saying if you click on Doc Ock, it will say this event will happen in 3 months. No, never going to happen. But a pop-up saying recruit this character in an upcoming legendary event, that's it. That's all you need to do.
Not even just that. I mean, I wanted to say you need these characters to get him. Because I have to go, every time I go, oh, who am I going to work on? I got to go Google it or hit send up or something.
That much I don't think they'll do, because that does impact panic farming. Because if they announce tomorrow that, hey, next week there's a Doc Ock event, people are going to go, oh, shit, I don't have enough character shards for these characters. Let me buy the offers. So I don't think they would do, hey, this is the team that you need for this character. But just general information of where to get them. That would be really good. That would be just useful.
Yeah. I mean, you're right, but come on.
They won't do it. As we've seen from their events, they will not do anything for this game that impacts their bottom line.
This is true. Follow up on the...
I hate that.
Yeah. Follow up on the question about cosplaying. Murphy 3 says, correction, Scott, Will and Charles cosplay as Scott, asking for at Sivo. See what says, I would pay to see this. All right. Well, that's the bottom line. You got to pay to see it. If you send me some bullshit Scott goddamn fuckery, I will put it on because you paid for it. But please don't. I really don't want to do that. God damn it. All right. So Legend 87 says, I'm on track to finish my first run of DD3 tomorrow. This was today. Oh, they got this in tonight. All right, perfect. I'm on track to finish my first run of DD3 tomorrow. Should I use materials to gear up tunes for DD4 or to make my second run of DD3 faster?
Depends on how long it took you to do the first run. If it took you 3 months and you don't want to take another 3 months, then yeah, gear up some extra characters. If you manage to do it in 2 weeks, then just take another 2 weeks and do it again and then save all the gear for the tier 15 characters.
There you go. Pops asks, is this the most efficient way to spend cores for the stupid event? And he's renamed it Lunar Shit Show. Is this new name in the game?
Yeah. No, it is not the most effective way to do it because that costs him 200 cores. But hey, those 200 cores counted towards the milestone.
So. You know?
It is.
It's definitely the best way to do it. It's definitely the most entertaining way to do it.
Absolutely.
And thanks for the follows, Jedi Master, Tony Strange, and Scuba 6767. And I think Chris and some other people got in. I'm sorry. Thank you all for following and clicking that in there. Okay. Grumpy old get off my porch, get off my lawn guy. I have no idea what the hell this name is. Foreclosure? 4C105URE.
Yeah, foreclosure.
I cannot believe I read that, number one. Number two, I can't believe you fucking made me read that. Get the hell off my cluster. Get off my lawn. All right, with the Lunar event coming out tonight, what are y'all's initial thoughts? Are you dropping cores for the cause? We talked about this already a little bit. No. No.
So the problem is that nobody knew what this event was going to be. And Remen was streaming when it was going to start. And, you know, he had the over-under. Is it going to be more than 400, 500 cores a day or under 500 cores a day? And he was hoping for about 500 cores a day, which is a pretty big amount of cores to spend, would get you the milestones. Yeah, well, multiply that by 10 and just ignore that this event ever happened. Because this is, like we said earlier, this is probably the worst event that I've seen him put into the game.
Yeah.
Who the hell has 5,000 cores to drop daily on milestones? Milestones that don't even have... There's a few decent things in there, but for the most part, it's all, like, tier 14 gear. And, like, who cares?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not even trying to be Kurt tonight. I'm absolutely just saying what I know he's going to say because I feel it. I'm just not interested in that kind of cost and that kind of expense. No,
absolutely.
I don't think
even like the Krakens are like, hey, here's five. Yeah, these are good rewards. Here's 5,000 cores. No, the rewards are trash and the milestones are trash.
Thanks. And this is a shout out to Coverville, Brian Ibbett. He did the graphic update for our recruitment. So thanks for recruiting, doing that. And that looks like it's it for the pinned questions for the podcast. If you want to get your questions in, easy enough. Now we're going to work on a live feature in the chat to get the live questions in, and we can read them at the end of the show from the live chat as well. But for what we're talking about here in our Discord, and actually there's a command, right? It's just Discord. Boom, there's our Discord. So it's for those of you listening on the podcast, discord.gg/V, capital V, capital B as in boy, 9, capital U, lowercase e, capital Z as in Zed, and capital E as in Edward.
We have a tiny Earl?
Yes.
Yes.
We do? I say it with that kind of tone because I got to scroll up in our chat because I want to say it's FTH Beyond Discord or something like that.
I think so.
I'm scrolling up in our personal chat here to find it. But basically what I'm saying is it is free, 1,000% free to join our Discord. We don't hide it behind a paywall or anything. I'm not knocking people to do. I do that on my other shows. But I'm being clear. It's like we don't do that here. You can jump in our Discord. Yes, tiny.cc/FTH Discord. All lowercase is our one that's easy to remember. It's so easy to remember that I forget. So there's that. But you can go. You don't even have to be part of our alliance. You can come in our Discord to chat, be a part of the community. It's a really great community to hang out in and be a part of. And so you can do that, and you can throw in your questions of the week as well, and you know, have fun with that. What else, Sim? What else do we need to throw out, talk about, hit up? Anything exciting coming? Those kind of things.
No, other than, we'll get another Iceman Blitz next week. Bishop after that. White Tiger's coming in as the campaign event. We still don't know if Moonstone is a Blitz milestone event, or is he going to be the new seasonal milestone event like Emma and Symbiote Spider-Man were. So we'll see about that. But once those are in, we actually have enough for... It'll be one character over 32 teams, for like 32 complete teams. So definitely not enough room in the safe squads. So that's definitely going to be coming later this year, as that was confirmed. And hopefully at some point we get this API rolled out and we can have better control over the game.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm definitely excited about the MSFGG tie-in and all that. Makes it easier. It's really cool. Thanks, Wanda, for following. And Chris says, I don't get how 90 people are in here are silent. Someone brag or bitch. Jeez.
It's all bots. It's all bots.
I feel like I'm a bot sometimes. Man, there was something else in the game I was going to talk about. I can't remember. I did some pushes on our dailies, right? Every once a month or so, I'll try to push up that tier to 13 or 14 or whatever. I capped out my gold daily, and oh man, one of the others I was able to pull off, and so I have the max out on the daily farming that we can do. So that's
yeah. Keep cool. an eye on that, because it's really easy when you start leveling a new team just to burn like 4 million gold and go over those milestones.
Yeah,
might as well just do it the next day and get the benefit of them.
Yeah. So it's good stuff. I don't know. Good times in the game. Graphics keep getting better and better. The stories are good. The characters are good. I never thought I'd say this, Sin. From the early days of, man, can there be more stuff? And, oh, man, this game's going into the ground. Will it last? So now it's like, can we kind of slow down on the characters for a hot second? Yeah,
the characters are definitely coming in too fast.
I can't keep up with what teams are supposed to be what and who to work on and just
I think four characters per patch every month is just a little too much, but you know, there's a lot of shit to do. The writing for Jubilee's event was actually really good. The story was interesting to check out. So yeah, good luck to you guys if you're still trying to get in on that one. Get your Jubilee, get your the new X-Men team together, and have fun in the raids, because they do a lot of work. They'll get you through stuff much faster.
Yeah. To those of you who joined us, this is a recording for a podcast. So if you want to hear the audio version, you can go find us on anchor.fm/FDHBeyond and on gstu.net. We're part of Giant Size Team Up network there. And you can catch all the previous episodes. And if you missed part of the stream, you did tonight because you came here from another one and you liked what you hear, hit that follow button, like, all that jazz. And of course, you can catch up on the podcast, which also is free as well. We do have our Patreon if you like just to support the show, patreon.com/FDHBeyond. And of course, we're affiliates here, so you can sub and bit and all that jazz. Sin, where can they find you on the web?
You can find me every morning on twitch.tv/SinRaven, about 8 or 8:30 a.m. Pacific time. I'm trying to do a little earlier to get more stuff done. But yeah, every day, we're just getting more and more people. It's really cool to see people just hanging out, requesting some music, and just chilling and chatting every morning. So come on down and ask your questions. You might get a decent answer. Maybe.
And you have a bot on your channel, right, for the music that's like, yeah, yo, search for...
I have... The song requests are usually active, and those going through Nightbot. And if there's no song requests, I'm just playing whatever the hell I feel like hearing on YouTube.
All right. And I'm going to let everybody vote. We're in a raid. Somebody with Casino's on. Sage Sentient. Half Send is on. I know Casino. I don't recognize any of their names because I'm just a filthy casual. Or we got some new people like Illegal, who's somehow on. Oh, that's past videos. Never mind. So what's your take? Casino, Say Sentient, Half Send.
Drop it to Half Send.
All right. So let me do. And you can find. Actually, I got to do this for the show. I'm just getting this ready, real quick. And I'll tell you my out, and I'll play this outro music. But I want to say thank you to everybody who came in. Thanks for all the people who have followed us and joined up tonight. Thanks for the raid and everything else. We really, really, really do appreciate you guys. And I'm going to get ready to raid here, but let me wrap it out. You can follow me at Rock Out of Pod on Twitter, Rock Out of Podcasting, all across social media, or Charles McFall. You can Google me. You'll find my stuff. CharlesMcFall.com. Lots of good podcasts out there. Check out Finding the Stories, which is one of my proudest projects I've worked on, where I do interviews with very interesting people and just we talk about life. And then Almost Daily Pod, or Almost Daily Discourse, but it's Almost Daily Pod on Twitch on Wednesday nights. A lot of craziness, a lot of cool stuff going on there. So check us out on Wednesday nights. We'll be back next week. And perhaps Kurt will say, Hulk rules.
Yeah, that's never going to happen.